You've got somebody with Kevin Hayes' skill set, and you're not completely familiar with his game. I don't know if you are or not. Do you have to? Is there sort of a feeling out period here where you sort of figure out where he fits best, or do you know what he's capable of and do you know what you're expecting?
Finding and knowing the individual isn't as challenging as finding the right people to fit that skill set. And sometimes chemistry's, and that's the word that you use for fit, maybe isn't as easy to understand through video. So you got an idea of what you might like, and then something unusual pops out. You know, two guys get together and they find each other at the right places. So there will be that stretch, and that's, you know, what the right end of the regular season's for, is to find those. We've had some, you know, five new guys come in, and how quickly we can get them all to mesh and understand them is really important.
Is it possible having all these new guys actually sort of adds energy to what may have been missing?
Yeah, I don't. I want to be careful about what's missing. You know, we're in a pretty good spot. So, but we had, it felt like from the start, so many new guys anyway. So it's not like we had had our team change drastically from where it was in terms of a lot of new people learning the game. Now we've got a couple of veteran guys or guys who played the NHL a little bit come in, and so you're not teaching them the NHL game. It's just how we tailor it to our game. But we're a little older out there, right? I thought we had more fun on the ice. So the older guys have fun and sweat at the same time. So I thought we moved hard. The pace got pushed, got driving as the drills got a little more competitive, and they had fun doing it, so they're starting to chirp each other a little bit, and we haven't really had a whole of that. We haven't had a whole lot of fun and working hard at the same time, and I thought today was a little different.
What's 52's status?
He is ill.
So it's not a visa issue?
Or no, he's got a bug, so he's not feeling well at all.
So do you need to call up an extra D?
Not right now, we're all right.
Won't have an extra D then for tomorrow's game?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
They won't let me dress him anyway, so the extra D.
Why not?
They don't like 7 if you're dressing 12. They frown on it.
Okay. So you moved Connor up with Hayes then for today, and only one game with
There was no, like, the moving up idea. I thought they were kind of the same. Right? We had Nicky on one, KC on one. Wanted to kind of see it and spread it out, but I've got a certain structure that I have in my mind of how you run the bench, and you eventually put people in that roles, and that's where we're starting to get to today.
You gonna do it for a few games then this time, as opposed to just a one-off? Or?
I'm not going to promise you anything, but that's the plan, right? You come in and see him, and wanted to get through that first one with kind of everything spread out, get a look at it, and then get back to a structure that I understand.
If your team has lacked juice at times, how likely is it that Nashville brings it out?
We haven't had a juiceless game against Nashville in a very long time. I mean, they've been full of emotion and intensity and penalties, but exciting. They get new guys in, we get new guys in. They're not bragging about their last 10 games, neither are we. But the edge will be right tomorrow.
Yeah, Nashville, like you guys, a bit of a struggle, and even Vegas not matching last year's point total, of course. Is there a common ground, you think, with you guys?
I think it's, you notice it more. Right, so great 7-game series with Nashville and us, then the Western Conference Final. The three teams have a stretch of hockey that they don't love. It's a bigger look, right? So that's it.
And one quick one on Dmitry Kulikov. Did you need a pep talk today at the end of practice, or how do you?
No, we were talking about the other 20 minutes of the game and the pressure now that he and Tyler Myers have to carry with our injuries. The minutes change, the reads have to change to become simpler, that that we don't spend time in our end that we don't need to off overly creative plays of hockey. So it was just about the change in role, kind of. That's all.
Is that kind of how you survive banged up bodies on defense right now? Is forwards coming back hard, defense as simple as possible?
Spend as less time as you can in your own end and make sure all the reads coming through the neutral zone are easy reads for them, so we have the forwards in the right spot in the offensive zone. When the other team's coming up the ice, we're not chasing it from behind, and you've got a fairly short pass as an out as a defenseman. We don't ask you to beat somebody to make the play to cross ice seam it, real close short support, and lots, you know, one guy touches it, four guys are screaming for it. That's what you'd hope for.
Do your forwards have to be any more conservative to offer that, or is that just work or do both?
Right, so not more conservative because it's just right or wrong, right? Whether we're forechecking with five guys or not, there's a place that we need to be when the other team gets the puck, and it's an awful lot of hard work to get there. And we don't want to be wrong on that. But that's not really the two things coincide in that we got banged up on our blue line, but we were giving up more off the rush than in that. That's the piece of our game that we've been looking at for a week or two now as the problem starter defensively for our hockey club. It's really not D-zone coverage for the last goal aside. It's not that. It's rush defense. And then what happens off chaos from rush defense if we haven't handled it right early on.
I can't remember quite how good the Ehlers and Connor playoff beards were last year, but they're your veterans, Brake and Hayes in now, so what do you look for from that particular trio?
Just speed on the wings to open a little bit ice. We know that Kevin can make the play, and we know he can shoot the puck, but we want to make sure that with both of those young men, it's always the same thing. Play their own individual game and let the other players play off them. So not try to find Kevin and not try to overpass the puck. Just play the thing, do the things that you're really, really good at. And guys with a few games experience will play off your read off the play. For both of those wingers, excellent hands, you know, smart guys, all that, but it's pure speed. That's the first thing they're selling, so they got to make sure they're selling that tomorrow night.
I guess Kevin Hayes doesn't really need to watch for more than a second to know how fast they are, but are Kyle Connor and Nick Ehlers at the point in their game of confidence where they're going to be doing a lot of talking to the more veteran guy? Or they got that?
Yeah, well, Nick came in as a, you know, potential amateur. He could have played major junior for another year, so he's gone through a longer kind of learning curve. Kyle came in and there really wasn't a whole lot of video that we ever showed him. Like, he could just sit through the team video for the most part. The individual for Kyle was more one-on-one puck competitions, cutbacks, individual skill things, but from a systems group point of view, he had it figured out pretty quick and early, so he'll be fine and explaining and talking on the bench.
Moving Little to the wing, what is it that you hope that brings to this group?
Well, they played together in the playoffs last year, and we really liked that line. And you've got a bunch of things. So Brian would be on par with Blake Wheeler in terms of work ethic, like pace and practice, right? You don't leave the rink and say, well, it was one of those nights where Brian wasn't trying or didn't look like he had any energy, right? That never happens. He's driving all the time. Which means, and for years here, he played against the other team's best. So that's part of that line's role. Right-handed face-off man. So you're gonna see Lowry's line go out in the D zone on both sides pretty heavily. And because Tanev can play left and right, it's a real easy. We're not rolling guys out of position to do it. I also know that Tanev and Lowry and whoever plays there gets zone time. They don't defend in their own end. They defend in the offensive zone. And there's been lots of times where we thought just a little more finish, maybe a little, you know, one more pass when it was appropriate would have opened something up, and Brian can certainly provide that.
When you adjust your three of your four lines, but you left the Scheifele line alone, is there something that you have seen up there, Patrick, there that you've liked from them, or is just want to get them more time together?
Well, both. I mean, Patrick's... So I wasn't going to say the same thing about Patrick that I would say about Nick Ehlers in December. He's now playing... Takes scoring goals aside, he's playing the best hockey he's ever played here. So Patrick now is hard on pucks. He's finishing checks. He's doing all the other things around scoring goals. I know he happens then to be scoring, but So we put Kyle Connor there. He turns pro there, right, in the Carolina game a year and a half ago on the road, and now he's a different player. And then Nick Ehlers goes in, and he started with them, learned the craft, went back with them, played his best hockey. That's really the foundational idea behind this. Patty's the one young guy that hasn't played there before, and in part because we're trying to win and develop at the same time, and we want to continue to do that. But I think Patty Lyon is a better hockey player today than he was 2 weeks ago, or for that matter, at any other time being here. And he gets to keep all the things that he learns about his game. So the video that we can show him, whether he stays there or he moves left or right wing, we'll see where we get to on this. But the video that we can show him in games now is right.